Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Trinada Pisuni Chena Torori Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinamaiva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva Gatiranyata. All right, so first, let me speak about Damodar. This month of Kartik is the most powerful month of the year. Any devotional activities done in this month have very powerful results. Especially if you attend classes or you chant the holy name, you will get immense benefit in this month of Kartik. And your temple is very unique and special. Because you're going to be doing Rath Yatra right around the time that this Kartik ends. When is the actual date?
16th and 17th.
Yeah, it's right around the end. Very good. So as I mentioned yesterday, you should be reading about the Rath Yatra festival. But first, let's hear about Damodar. 5,000 years ago, one day, it was actually Diwali day. Yesterday was Diwali. So on that day, 5,000 years ago, Mother Yashoda was churning the butter.
La madre Yashoda estaba batiendo la mantequilla.
She had special cows, and with the milk from those cows, she was going to make special butter for Krishna.
Tenía vacas especiales y con la leche de estas vacas iba a hacer mantequilla especial para Krishna.
Yashoda wanted to do this personally on this day.
Yashoda quería hacerlo personalmente en este día.
When she was churning, young Krishna came up to her and indicated that he wanted to drink the milk from her breast. Krishna is still a baby.
Krishna is todavía un bebé.
He's between 1 and 5 years old.
Entre 1 y 5 años.
So Mother Yashoda stopped churning the butter and took Krishna on her lap.
Mother Yashoda paró de batir la mantequilla y puso a Krishna en su pierna.
And she was looking at the beautiful face of Krishna as she was feeding him.
Y estaba viendo la cara hermosa de Krishna mientras lo alimentaba.
All of a sudden, on the stove, she heard the milk boiling over.
De repente en la estufa escuchó que la leche se hervía.
She had to take care of that.
Tenía que ocuparse de eso.
So she had to stop Krishna from drinking.
Así que tuvo que parar a Krishna de tomar.
When she left Krishna unfinished,
cuando dejó a Krishna sin terminar,
Krishna became angry.
Krishna se enojó.
And he took a stone
y tomó una piedra
and threw it and broke the pot that she was using to make the butter.
rompió la olla que ella estaba usando para batir la mantequilla.
Then he was eating the butter.
Y estaba comiendo la mantequilla.
And he stepped in it.
Y pisó en ella.
And then ran away.
Y huyó.
Because he knew he was being very naughty.
Porque él sabía que estaba siendo muy travieso.
He knew he was doing a wrong thing.
Sabía que estaba haciendo algo malo.
When Yashoda came back,
cuando Yashoda regresó,
she saw the broken pot.
Vio la olla rota,
she saw the mess.
El cochinero,
and she concluded, my son is very intelligent.
Y concluyó, mi hijo es muy inteligente.
After causing this disturbance,
después de causar este disturbio,
he has now hid himself.
Se ha escondido.
Mother Yashoda had a stick in her hand.
Madre Yashoda tenía un palo en su mano.
Because she was upset and angry with her naughty son.
Porque estaba muy enojada con su hijo travieso.
She could find out where Krishna was.
Pudo saber dónde Krishna estaba.
Because he had left butter footprints wherever he walked.
Porque había dejado huellas de mantequilla donde él había caminado.
And when she found Krishna, he was standing on top of a big wooden mortar.
Y cuando encontró a Krishna, estaba sentado arriba de un mortar de madera grande.
And Krishna was taking butter and yogurt from the ceiling.
Y Krishna estaba tomando yogur y mantequilla del techo.
It was hanging there in the ceiling.
Estaba colgando en el cielo.
And he was giving it to the monkeys.
Y se lo daba a los monos.
And he was looking all around because he was expecting his mother to come at any moment. When Yashoda came with the stick,
cuando Yashoda llegó con el palo,
Krishna jumped down,
Krishna saltó,
and ran very fast,
y corrió muy rápido,
because he did not want to get hit with the stick.
Porque no quería que le pegaran con un palo.
His mother was angry.
Su mamá estaba enojada.
Mother Yashoda had big hips, full breasts, so she could not run very fast.
Mi madre Yashoda tenía caderas grandes y grandes pechos, así que no podía correr muy rápido.
And young Krishna was running very quickly.
Y el pequeño Krishna corría muy rápido.
But all of a sudden, she was able to capture him.
Pero de repente fue capaz de capturarlo.
Now this is an important point.
Este es un punto importante.
Only devotees can capture Krishna.
Solo los devotos pueden capturar a Krishna.
That is one very important lesson we learn from this pasatiempo.
Es una lección muy importante que aprendemos de este pasatiempo.
Only a devotee can catch Krishna.
Solo un devoto puede agarrar a Krishna.
The karmi cannot catch.
El karmi no puede agarrar.
The mental speculator cannot catch.
El especulador mental no lo puede agarrar.
The yogi cannot catch.
El yogi no lo puede agarrar.
Only the devotee can catch God.
Solo el devoto puede atrapar a Dios.
For everyone else, he remains far away.
Para todos los demás, él se mantiene muy lejos.
When Yashoda caught Krishna, he was trembling.
Cuando Yashoda agarró a Krishna, él estaba temblando.
He had tears in his eyes.
Tenía, lágrimas en sus ojos.
And he was very much afraid.
Y tenía mucho miedo.
This is another significant point.
Ese es otro punto significativo.
Later, when Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra,
después, cuando la reina Kunti está orando a Krishna después de la batalla de Kurukshetra,
when Krishna steps on the chariot to go back to Dwaraka,
cuando Krishna se sube a su carroza para ir a Dwaraka,
and Kunti stops him,
y Kunti lo para,
and offers many prayers,
y le ofrece muchas oraciones,
she mentioned this incident.
Ella menciona este incidente.
Yashoda says this, not Yashoda, Kunti says this sight of you, Krishna, afraid of your mother.
Kunti dice, esta escena de tú, Krishna, con miedo de tu madre.
It's bewildering.
Me es confusa.
Because unlike Yashoda, Kunti knows that Krishna is God.
Porque a diferencia de Yashoda, Kunti sabe que Krishna es Dios.
Yashoda does not know that Krishna is God.
Yashoda no sabe que Krishna es Dios.
Yashoda is in Maya.
Yashoda está en Maya.
Yoga Maya.
Yoga Maya.
Big difference. We are in Maya.
Nosotros estamos en Maya.
But we are in Mahamaya.
Pero estamos en Mahamaya.
Big difference.
Gran diferencia.
Mahamaya means suffering.
Mahamaya significa sufrimiento.
Yoga Maya means ananda.
Yoga Maya significa ananda.
Pleasure.
Placer.
Enjoyment.
Disfrute.
So Kunti said, Krishna, fear personified is afraid of you.
Kunti dice, el miedo personificado está, tiene miedo de ti.
But you were afraid of your mother.
Pero tú tenías miedo de tu madre.
Kunti says this is bewildering.
Esto me confunde.
Actually, in the very, very beginning of Bhagavatam,
de hecho, en el comienzo del Bhagavatam,
in the first chapter,
en el primer capítulo,
the sages of Naimisharanya say,
los sabios de Naimisharanya dicen,
that fear personified
que el miedo personificado
is afraid of Krishna's name.
Tiene miedo del nombre de Krishna.
So that's a point that I always want to remember.
Ese es un punto que yo siempre quiero recordar.
That whenever there is fear,
que siempre donde hay miedo,
whenever there is danger,
donde quiera que hay peligro,
just cry out Krishna's holy name.
Solo canten el santo nombre de Krishna.
Don't worry about anything, just Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yashoda sees with the stick in her hand that Krishna is afraid of her.
Yashoda ve que Krishna tiene miedo de ella con el palo en la mano.
Therefore, she thinks, if I give him too much punishment, it may have an adverse effect.
Si le doy mucho castigo, puede tener un efecto adverso.
But she says, this child is too restless.
Pero este niño no se cansa.
I have to do something.
Tengo que hacer algo.
So she decides to tie him up.
Así que decide atarlo.
So she calls for rope.
Así que va por una soga.
And she's going to tie Krishna to the grinding mortar he was standing on.
Y lo va a atar al mortar que estaba batiendo.
And when she comes to make the final knot,
y cuando está a punto de hacer el último nudo,
it's short by two fingers.
Es corto por dos dedos.
She calls for more rope.
Así que pide más soga.
She adds the rope.
Pone la soga.
And when it comes time to find the final knot,
y cuando es hora del último nudo,
it's two fingers too short.
Dos dedos muy corto.
She brings more rope.
Así que trae más soga.
Still, it's two fingers too short.
De todos modos, dos dedos más cortos.
Meanwhile, some of the neighbors come.
Mientras tanto, unos de los vecinos
vienen. And they see what's going on.
Y ven lo que está pasando.
And they're smiling.
Y están sonriendo.
And Yashoda is adding more and more rope, but it's still two fingers too short to tie up Krishna.
Yashoda sigue atando más soga, pero sigue siendo dos dedos cortos.
So this is another important point.
Este es otro punto importante.
That Krishna cannot be tied up by ropes.
Krishna no puede ser amarrado por sogas.
No. Only one thing that can tie up Krishna.
Solo hay una cosa que puede atar a Krishna.
Love.
Amor.
The love of his devotee.
El amor de su devoto.
Unless you have love, you cannot tie up Krishna. After trying to add so much rope, Yashoda becomes frustrated.
Después de atar tanta soga,
she becomes exhausted.
Se cansa.
And then Krishna says, okay, now I will allow you to tie me up.
Y Krishna dice, entonces, okay, voy a permitirte que me ates.
Because Krishna is ajita.
Krishna es ajita.
Unconquerable.
Inconquistable.
Only if he wants you to bind him can you bind him.
Solo si él quiere que lo ates, puedes atar.
So in the song it said, Bhakti Badham.
Así que en la canción dice, Bhakti Badham.
Everybody repeat that, Bhakti Badham.
Bhakti Badham.
It means by the ropes of love, not by ropes.
Por las cuerdas del amor, no por sogas.
Another word in Sanskrit for ropes is the word guna.
Otra palabra para cuerdas en sánscrito es la palabra guna.
Like goodness, passion, ignorance.
Como bondad, ignorancia y pasión.
So they are also ropes.
También son sogas.
By these ropes, we are bound up to this material world.
Con estas sogas estamos atados a este mundo material.
So these ropes cannot bind Krishna.
Estas sogas no pueden atar a Krishna.
Bhakti Badham.
Bhakti Badham.
So, now that Krishna has agreed to be tied up,
ya que Krishna decidió que lo ataran,
Yashoda continues with her housework.
Yashoda continúa con sus tareas de casa.
And that for me is a big point.
Y eso para mí es un gran punto.
You may be the mother of God,
puede ser la madre de Dios,
but you still have housework.
Pero tú, de todas formas, tienes trabajo de casero.
Yes. Even if you're the mother of God, you have chores.
Aun si eres la madre de Dios, también tienes tareas.
Krishna now is tied up to the grinding mortar.
Krishna está atado al mortal de la tierra.
And he looks out into the courtyard.
Y mira hacia la,
and Krishna starts to think.
Y Krishna comienza a pensar.
My mother thinks that she now has tied me up.
Mi madre piensa que ahora me ha atado.
She thinks that I won't do any more nonsense.
Piensa que no voy a hacer ya más sin sentidos.
But now I'm going to do even greater nonsense.
Pero ahora voy a hacer aún más sin sentidos.
He looks out into the courtyard and sees these two big trees.
Ve en el jardín y ve estos dos grandes árboles.
Krishna knows all about these trees.
Krishna sabe todo acerca de estos árboles.
That many, many years ago,
Hace muchos años,
the two sons of Kuvera,
los dos hijos de Kuvera,
Nalakuvra and Manigriva,
Nalakuvra y Manigriva,
committed an offense against Narada Muni.
Cometieron una ofensa contra Narada Muni.
They were naked.
Estaban desnudos.
They were intoxicated.
Intoxicados.
And they were so intoxicated, they had no decency to cover themselves in the presence of the great sage Narada Muni. Narada could see that because of their opulence,
Narada pudo ver que por su opulencia,
which they had gotten from Lord Shiva,
que habían recibido gracias al Señor Shiva,
and their father Kuvera,
y su papá Kuvera,
they had become degraded.
Se habían degradado.
So he decided to punish them.
Así que decidió castigarlos.
He said, they want to stand naked?
¿Quién está desnudo?
They like being naked?
¿Les gusta estar desnudo?
Okay, become tree and stay naked for hundreds of years.
Y que conviértanse en árboles y manténganse desnudos por cientos de años.
But because Narada is a Vaishnava,
pero como Narada es un Vaishnava,
he not only cursed them,
no solo les dio una maldición,
but he also blessed them.
Pero también los bendijo.
So Narada wanted that these two sons, who would now be trees, would be delivered by Krishna. Krishna knew all of this.
Krishna sabía todo esto.
Krishna knows everything.
Krishna sabe todo.
So he started to crawl.
Así que empezó a gatear.
As he's crawling, he's pulling the big wooden grinding mortar.
Mientras gateaba, estaba empujando los dos mortales.
He goes through the trees.
Entre los árboles.
The mortar gets stuck.
El mortar se atoró.
And Krishna with great strength knocks down the trees.
Y Krishna con gran fuerza los noqueó los árboles.
When the trees are knocked down,
cuando los árboles fueron tirados,
the two demigod sons come out.
Los dos semidioses hijos salieron.
And they're shining in their demigod forms.
Y están brillando en sus formas de semidioses.
And they pray to Krishna.
Y le oran a Krishna.
While they were in the form of trees,
mientras estaban en la forma de árboles,
they were desiring to become devotees.
Estaban deseando convertirse en devotos.
So they prayed to Krishna.
Así que
And Krishna blessed them.
Krishna los bendijo.
You can go back now.
Puedes regresar ahora.
But now you are my devotees.
Pero ahora son mis devotos.
And they achieved love of God.
Y recibieron amor a Dios.
So two pastimes are there in this Damodar Lila.
Dos pasatiempos están en este Damodar Lila.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we go to Govardhan.
Ahora vamos a Govardhan.
Krishna now is 7 years old.
Krishna tiene ahora 7 años.
And he sees his father is about to perform a big sacrifice. So he wants to know from his father, what is all this going on? Nanda Maharaj explains to him that it's that time of year when they have to offer sacrifice to Indra. Nanda Maharaj explains that because they are a cowherd community, they depend on the cows, and the cows need to eat grass, and unless there is rain, how will the cows eat? So Nanda Maharaj said, we must do this every year. But Krishna had another idea in mind.
Pero Krishna tenía otra idea en la mente.
Krishna wanted to accomplish several things.
Krishna quería alcanzar varias cosas.
Krishna knew that Indra was puffed up.
Krishna sabía que Indra estaba engreído.
Therefore, Krishna wanted to make Indra angry.
Así que Krishna quería hacer a Indra, quería enojarlo.
Krishna also wanted to teach everyone that there is no need to worship any demigod.
Krishna también quería mostrarle a todos de que no hay necesidad de adorar a ningún semidios.
Krishna's appearance was to teach everyone.
La aparición de Krishna era para enseñarle a todos.
Simply worship Krishna. That's all.
Simplemente adora a Krishna. Eso es todo.
Everything is taken care of.
Todo está cuidado.
That is the whole premise of bhakti.
Esa es la premisa de bhakti.
You water the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished.
Riegas la raíz del árbol y todo el árbol se nutre.
Food goes to the stomach.
La comida va al estómago.
The whole body is nourished.
Todo el cuerpo se nutre.
We worship Krishna.
Adoramos a Krishna.
Everybody is benefited.
Todo el mundo se beneficia.
So, Krishna told his father a kind of atheistic philosophy.
Krishna le dijo a su padre una clase de filosofía atea.
All Krishna wanted to do was to stop his father from doing the Indra worship.
Todo lo que quería hacer Krishna era que su padre parara a hacer la adoración a Indra.
So Krishna explained this philosophy that whether or not there's this, it doesn't matter. You just do your work.
Krishna le explicó la filosofía de que no importa lo que hagas, solamente es tu trabajo.
But Nanda Maharaj said, no, it's not good. Krishna said, you know what we should do instead?
Krishna le dijo, ¿sabes lo que debemos hacer en lugar?
We should have a festival.
Debemos de tener un festival.
We should worship Govardhan Hill.
Deberemos adorar
the cows,
las vacas,
the Brahmins,
a los Brahmins,
and this way we'll be happy.
Y de esta forma seremos felices.
Nanda said, okay, first we'll do the Indra sacrifice, then we'll do your Govardhan Puja.
Y le dijo, primero hacemos el festival de Indra y después hacemos tu Govardhan Puja.
But Krishna is too smart.
Pero Krishna es demasiado inteligente.
Krishna said, no, there's not enough time, there's not enough money.
Krishna le dijo, no hay suficiente tiempo, no hay suficiente dinero.
We gotta do just the Govardhan Puja.
Solo debemos hacer el Govardhan Puja.
So because the residents of Vrindavan love
Krishna,
they agreed to follow the advice of a 7-year-old boy. Why? Because Krishna is all attractive. And in
Vrindavan,
everybody simply loves Krishna.
Todo mundo ama Krishna, Krishna.
That place where everybody loves Krishna,
ese lugar donde todos aman a Krishna,
that is Vrindavan.
Ese es Vrindavan.
There are other places in this world,
hay otros lugares en este mundo,
like where I come from.
Como donde yo, de donde yo vengo.
There is a place,
hay un lugar,
where everybody loves illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling.
Todo el mundo ama el sexo ilícito, la intoxicación, las apuestas y comer carne.
It is their holy dam.
Es su holy dam.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
That, it's a temple there.
Yes, but they don't go through the temple. The demons. That is the holy place for the demons.
Este es el lugar sagrado para los demonios.
It's the capital city of Kali Yuga.
En la ciudad capital de Kali Yuga.
Yes, there is a temple.
Sí,
I was there once.
Estuve ahí una vez.
Sura para
Prabhu. Yes. So, Krishna told them, here's how we should do this Govardhan Puja.
Krishna les dijo, así es como tenemos que hacer este Govardhan Puja.
All the ladies should dress up nicely.
Todas las mujeres deben vestir lindo.
Decorate the cows.
Decorar las vacas.
And cook sumptuous prasad.
Y cocinar mucho prasad.
And Krishna gave a detailed list.
Y Krishna dio una lista detallada.
Krishna is not vegan.
Krishna no es vegano.
No. Krishna named all these different milk products.
Krishna mencionó todos estos productos de leche.
And Krishna said, everyone has to be fed very much prasad.
Y Krishna dijo, todo el mundo debe de ser alimentado con mucho prasad.
Even the animals should be fed.
Aún los animales deben ser.
Even the dogs.
Hasta los perros.
All the local, everybody eat prasad.
Todo el mundo come prasad.
And then, what did Krishna do? He expanded himself into a huge form.
Krishna se expandió en una forma gigante.
And this form declared, I am Govardhan Hill.
Y esta forma declaró, yo soy Govardhan, la montaña.
And this huge form was eating all the offerings.
Y esta forma estaba comiendo todas las ofrendas.
Now, 7-year-old Krishna and all the cowherd men and women were circumambulating Govardhan Hill.
Todo el mundo estaba circumambulando la colina de Govardhan.
And even 7-year-old Krishna,
y aún el niño de 7 años,
was offering obeisances to this huge other form of Krishna.
Estaba ofreciendo reverencias a esta otra forma de Krishna.
Yes. Meanwhile, up in heaven,
mientras tanto en el cielo,
Indra is becoming very angry.
Krishna, Indra se está enojando.
And he says that these cowherd men have become crazy.
Y dice, estos vaqueritos han vuelto locos.
They have stopped their worship of me,
han parado su adoración a mí,
because of this over-talkative 7-year-old child.
Por este niño de 7 años que habla mucho.
I will show them.
Les voy a enseñar.
I will punish them.
Les voy a castigar.
He called for the clouds of destruction.
Habló a las nubes de destrucción.
Sangvartaka! Sangvartaka!
Sangvartaka.
The clouds, they came, their persons.
Las nubes,
and they were a little afraid.
Y tenían miedo.
Indra said, don't be afraid.
Les dijo, no tengan miedo.
Go to Vrindavan.
Vayan a Vrindavan.
Destroy them.
Destruyamos.
They are too much enamored with this over-talkative child, Krishna.
Muy enamorados de este niño que habla tanto, Krishna.
Indra said, I'm also coming on my elephant.
Indra dijo, yo también voy con mi elefante.
So it was raining like anything for 7 days.
Así que llovió muchísimo por 7 años.
Prabhupada says the raindrops were the size of columns.
Prabhupada dice que las gotas eran del tamaño de columnas.
For 7 days and 7 nights there was rain and hail.
Por 7 días, 7 noches.
Freezing cold.
Había lluvia, granizo, frío.
Strong winds.
Vientos fuertes.
Lightning.
Rayos.
All the residents of Vrindavan were afraid. The water was filling up. Krishna heard the residents, they were asking Krishna, you please save us. Like I said earlier, when a devotee is in trouble, what does he do? Yes. Takes shelter of Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan are the best devotees of Krishna. Immediately they prayed to Krishna. Krishna is very merciful to his devotees. He took Govardhan Hill and easily lifted it up. And he told everybody, come. I have now created an umbrella. You will be safe. And with his little pinky of his left hand, for 7 days, 7 nights, he held it. And it was not that he was, no. Effortlessly. Effortlessly. After 7 days, Indra realized, oops. Indra realized that he had met his match. Indra told the clouds, stop. The sun came out. All the waters subsided. Krishna told everybody, okay, come out now. And Krishna very easily, gently put the hill back where it belongs. Meanwhile, Indra came and he was accompanied by a transcendental Surabhi cow. And Indra very, very secretly, he approached Krishna. And Indra said, I am nonsense. I am a fool. I didn't realize you are the supreme. So Indra offered nice prayers of asking forgiveness. And then Krishna spoke. Indra, you should understand one thing. You get your power from me. I can take away your power, anyone's power, at any time. Don't be puffed up. Krishna said, when I see somebody puffed up, I drag them down and bring them down to sanity. Indra, you can go back and be Indra. But don't be puffed up. So Indra went back. But before he went back, they did the Abhishek of Krishna. Indra's elephant carries Ganges water in his trunk. And the Surabhi cow bathed Krishna with her milk. And at that time, Krishna was given the name Govinda. Everybody.
Govinda.
All right, we have time now for the Jagannath story. Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, there are several different things I can say about Jagannath. But what I will talk about now is the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So yesterday we had Snana Yatra. Did you enjoy Snana Yatra?
Yeah.
Was it not ecstatic?
Yeah.
And when you bathed Jagannath, did you make your prayer?
Yeah.
Good. Good. So after Snanayatra, just before the Ratayatra, is the cleansing of the Gundicha temple.
Después de Snanayatra, antes de Ratayatra, es la limpieza del templo Gundicha.
Because Ratayatra is actually a drama.
Porque de hecho Ratayatra es un drama.
Jagannath Puri represents Kurukshetra.
Jagannath Puri representa Kurukshetra.
And Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan.
Y el templo Gundicha representa Vrindavan.
Because 5,000 years ago, one time there was a solar eclipse.
Hubo un tiempo un eclipse solar.
In fact, there was a solar eclipse just the other day. Was it yesterday? Yes. Very mystical. So on that solar eclipse, Krishna and his queens from Dwaraka went to this place known as Kurukshetra. And it just so happens the residents of Vrindavan also came to Kurukshetra. Krishna left Vrindavan when he was 11 years old. By this time, Krishna is already a grandfather. He has not returned to Vrindavan like he promised. So there was a very emotional meeting. The residents of Vrindavan, the residents of Dwaraka and Krishna, they were meeting and they met with Krishna. And all of a sudden, Krishna sneaked away. And he met the gopis secretly. And the gopis were praying to Krishna. And the gopis were talking to Krishna. But Radharani and the gopis did not like what they saw. They saw somebody different. They saw this prince, Yadukumar, Vasudev, elephants, chariots. This is not the Krishna they know. They know a different Krishna. He plays the flute, right? And he's very simple. Yellow dhoti. So the gopis and Radharani don't like this Krishna. And even if Krishna had said to them, "Why don't you come with me to Dwarka?" the gopis would have said, "No way, Jose." No. They would prefer to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. And that is what Ratayatra is. Ratayatra is a spiritual, emotional festival. Taking Krishna back where he belongs in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of... They see, they understand English. Radharani. And Jagannath is on the cart. So Lord Chaitanya, Krishna as Radharani, is taking Jagannath to this Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. He stays there for 9 days. So, the day before Ratayatra, Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates, they go to the Gundicha temple and they get it ready for Krishna. Just like when Prabhupada was on earth, whenever a temple heard that Prabhupada was going to come, Everybody was working overtime. They wanted the temple to be in first class condition. They cleaned everything. And everybody had perfect tilak and everybody was paka paka. Because Prabhupada could be very heavy. I saw Prabhupada get very heavy.
Yo vi a Prabhupada ponerse pesado.
In Vrindavan.
En Vrindavan.
Yes, I saw Prabhupada.
Sí, yo lo vi.
You want to hear a story?
¿Quieres escuchar la historia?
Yeah.
So I was in Vrindavan in 1975.
Estaba en Vrindavan en 1975.
In April, Prabhupada opened the Krishna Balaram temple. But there were many things that still had to be finished. So right after the opening, Prabhupada went to travel and preach. I arrived in Vrindavan in June. And there were lots of things that still needed to be done. Prabhupada returned to Vrindavan in late August for Janmashtami. So, this was the first time I had to be on a morning walk. You know what that means, morning walk? So, right from the start, when Prabhupada left his quarters, he was surrounded by the temple managers. Vrindavan had two temple presidents. A Grihastha president and a Sannyasi president. So I was allowed to go. Because I was like the temple commander. So right from the start, Prabhupada was saying, why wasn't this done? So the sannyasi said, oh, Prabhupada, I'll take care of it. So Prabhupada's walking through the temple. Why wasn't that done? Again, the sannyasi says, Prabhupada, I'll take care of it. Prabhupada is continuing. He knows exactly where to go. And he sees that all these things weren't taken care of. Why wasn't this done? Prabhupada, I'll take care of it. The same sannyasi. So finally we get out front of the temple. And this must have been, I don't know, seventh, eighth time Prabhupada said, why wasn't this done? And every time the sannyasi says, Prabhupada, I'll take care of it. Finally, Prabhupada stops. So everybody is surrounding Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, yes, you will do everything. That is the qualification of an ass. This was my first morning walk. Wow. Everybody is silent. Prabhupada says, that is the qualification of the ass. The real qualification is to get the asses to do the work. Meaning, Prabhupada doesn't want to hear the sannyasi say, I'll do it. He expects the sannyasi to inspire and organize and arrange for everybody else to do the work. Not that he's going to do everything. So that was my first morning walk. And I said to myself, wow, I have a very heavy spiritual master. Because it was very hard to look at
Prabhupada.
Because you knew he could see right through you. You could sense that he could see all of your maya and nonsense. So you tended to go like this. Yes, Prabhupada. Because you didn't want him to see your Maya. Some other day I'll tell you some other stories of me and Prabhupada. So, Lord Chaitanya is getting the temple ready for Jagannath. So the idea is to clean the temple very, very thoroughly. He cleans it twice. And the purport by Bhaktisiddhanta. Gundicha represents your heart. We are trying to make our heart worthy for Krishna to sit. So we have to clean the heart. We clean the heart by nice hearing and chanting. Just like right now, the last hour you have been hearing. This cleanses the heart. When you do kirtan, that cleanses the heart. When you do your japa, say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. What we're trying to do is make the heart a proper sitting place for Krishna. Think about it. If you got a text message on your phone from Krishna, I'm coming to your home in 1 hour. What would you do? Think about it. One time, every year, I preach in a Catholic school. For the past 10 years, this one school always invites me to talk to their class. They're studying Hinduism, so they call the expert. So one time I told the students, high school students, I asked them, what would you do if Jesus walked through the door right now? So I asked them, I've asked all the students, I asked the teacher, what would you do, what would you do? And then I said, you know what I would do? I would offer my obeisances, and then I would say, let's have a kirtan. Right? Do you not think Jesus would love to do kirtan? Yes. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya cleansed the Gundicha temple twice to get rid of all the dirty things. The actual place where Lord Jagannath would be seated, Lord Chaitanya cleaned with his own cloth. And he was cleaning with his tears. Lord Chaitanya was crying in ecstasy, and with those tears, he was cleaning. So, Rath Yatra is coming. Prepare your heart. Read all about Rath Yatra in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is like two or three chapters all about Rath Yatra. Read it. So that when the Rath Yatra day comes, you will be in Jagannath consciousness. How was that? It's okay? Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jaya Balaji, Jai Subhadra, Jai Balaji, Jai Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapata Gami, Nayanapata Gami, Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapata Gami, Nayanapata Gami, Bhavatu Me. One more thing. I mentioned it yesterday, but it bears repeating. The point is that what was it that enabled King Prataparudra to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Because he had tried and tried and tried, but Lord Chaitanya would not give him his mercy. But when the king took the humble position and agreed to sweep the road for Jagannath, that is what changed Lord Chaitanya's heart. And Lord Chaitanya gave him special mercy. At a certain part in the festival, Lord Chaitanya fell down right in front of the king. And nobody else noticed. And he got the chance to lift him up. Then later, Parudra saw that Lord Chaitanya was chanting in every Sankirtan party. There were 7 Sankirtan parties, and the king could see Lord Chaitanya in each of them. Only a very few people could actually see that. And then, when Lord Chaitanya took rest, he was exhausted from all the ecstasy. King Prataparudra came, massaged his feet, and was reciting a chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him. May you all one day be embraced by Lord Chaitanya. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami. Bhavatu me. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, without whom this would not happen. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.